Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, September 21st, 2020. State Tax Revenue Update, COVID-19 Impact, September 18th, 2020. Public Health Emergency, on March 17th, 2020, Governor Kim Reynolds issued a State of Public Health Disaster Emergency Proclamation in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Among other actions, the proclamation closed restaurants, bars, fitness centers, theaters, and casinos and prohibited public gatherings of more than 10 unrelated people.
Department of Revenue actions. On March 19, 2020, and in response to the governor's proclamation, the Iowa Department of Revenue issued an order granting deadline extensions for filing several types of annual state tax returns and also delayed the tax payment due dates associated with the tax returns. That delay applied to individual income and business income tax final payments. The department also initiated an application process by which businesses could apply to the department for a delay in remitting to the state the individual income tax the business had withheld from its employees and the sales tax the business had collected from its customers. In addition, on April 9, 2020, the department issued an order that temporarily reduced the amount of quarterly estimate payments that some individual and certain business taxpayers are required to make. The order applied to quarterly estimate payments due from April 30, 2020 through July 31, 2020.
State Tax Revenue Update. The chart that accompanies this Fiscal Update article depicts Iowa annual gross and net, gross tax receipts minus tax refunds issued, tax revenue calculated as a 365-day moving total. The time period depicted is June 30, 2017 through September 18, 2020.
All state general fund tax revenue is included along with tax revenue deposits to other state funds like the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, gambling tax, and the road use tax fund, motor fuel tax, and the sales tax on vehicle purchases. Tax refunds also include the transfer of 1/6 of the state sales tax to finance local school infrastructure. The graph shows that annual tax revenue, both gross and net, began to decline around April 8, 2020.
And began to recover around July 13, 2020. The table provides a breakdown of major revenue and refund sources. The data used to develop the table includes state tax deposits and tax refunds issued from March 19th through September 18th for calendar years 2019 and 2020. Over that time frame, net state tax revenue declined $246.4 million and 5.2% year over year. Much of the significant decline experienced beginning around April 8, 2020 was the result of tax due date delays. A partial recovery that began in mid-July is likewise due to individual and corporate income tax payments made as the delayed due date for those tax payments approached. A brief explanation of the significant changes in state tax revenue from March 19th through September 18th includes individual income tax declined $86.3 million or minus 4.4% over the period. The delayed due date of July 31st, 2020 has passed and payments with tax returns declined $109.8 million or 23.5% over the period. Since the payments represent tax year 2019 tax payments, this decline is not the result of COVID-19. Individual income tax withholding increased $13.6 million or 0.7% over the period. The single factor keeping withholding tax revenue from experiencing a decrease is the transfer from the Unemployment Trust Fund of income tax withheld from unemployment payment checks. That source has provided an additional $89.6 million for the state general fund over the period when compared to last year. In addition, a change to the income tax withholding tables effective January 1, 2020, and designed to more accurately match income tax withholding to income tax liability, has reduced withholding and trimmed tax revenue growth somewhat. Corporate income tax increased $3.7 million or 0.9% over the period. Sales/use tax increased $5.7 million or 0.4% over the period. Other general fund taxes declined $20.3 million or minus 8.3% over the period. The majority of the decline was in insurance premium tax and bank franchise tax. Fuel tax declined $34 million or minus 9.2% over the period. Vehicle sales tax fee for new registration declined $43.4 million or minus 20.2% over the period. The tax is generally collected by counties when the vehicle is first registered by the new owner and is remitted to the state around the 10th of each month. The decline over the period is likely not as large as currently indicated, as the monthly deposit that should have been made on December 10th does not appear to have occurred. Gambling tax declined $67.8 million or minus 44%. The governor's March 17, 2020 order closed Iowa's state-regulated gambling casinos. The reduction in gambling revenue is a direct result of this action. The casinos began to reopen starting June 1, 2020. 15 weekly deposits have been made since the industry reopened, totaling $80.5 million. Deposits on similar dates in 2019 totaled $90.4 million. Net state tax revenue deposits from March 19, 2020 through September 18, 2020 totaled $4,533.4 million. Had net tax revenue growth over the period equaled 4%, a more normal growth rate, revenue would have totaled $4,971 million, meaning that revenue for the period was approximately $437.6 million below what might have been expected during a normal year. Since the combination of decreased final income tax return payments and decreased individual income tax refund payments, totaling a net revenue reduction of $102.1 million, represents calendar year 2019 activity, the potential COVID-19 revenue impact through September 18, 2020 may be estimated at $335.5 million or less across all state tax revenue sources. The most significant negative impact is shown in gambling tax. Additional negative impacts are evident in fuel tax and vehicle sales tax.
The ELSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614.